So this was the very, very beginning of Jesus' teaching. Did you hear that story? Did you just hear the story that was read? Oh, come on up, Tessa. You can put that in the offering plate. What did you hear, Noah? What happened in that story? You forgot. Oh, was it a long story? Too long, hmm?
Yeah,
it was kind of long, wasn't it? Jesus was teaching in the temple. Jesus went to teach in the temple. And who usually taught in the temple in those days? Do you know? They had special officials in the temple, people called scribes that would do the teaching. There were special people that would stand up to proclaim what God wanted to hear. And Jesus walked in. And on the Sabbath day, you weren't supposed to do any work. And there was a person there who was sick. And do you know what kind of sickness he had? They said he was demon-possessed. Do you know what demon possession is? Do you ever hear about anyone possessed by a demon? No? What would that might be like in our time in history? When someone has something going on in their head that's not quite right, what do we call that? Yeah, sometimes crazy is one of the words that we use, but sometimes we call that a mental illness. Sometimes that's a mental illness. And probably I can guarantee you that every one of us in our lives either knows someone or has someone in our family that suffers from things that need help from a doctor like that, right? So that's just one of the things that Jesus came to help take care of. Now, what happened when Jesus talked to this man that was demon-possessed? What did he say to him? He said to the spirit to come out, right? So Jesus came to help people get well. All right, now recently it was Christmas, right? You remember Christmas? That wasn't too long ago, right? Did you all get some toys? Have any of them broken yet? No, no one's broken a toy yet? No, no. You usually break things, yeah. I'm a little klutzy too. I'm like that too. Nothing's broken yet. Well, what happens if you have a broken toy? What do you do with it? You cry. It's very sad when you break a toy, isn't it? What do you do with yours when they break? You fix it. And how do you fix it? What do you, super glue. That's a good thing.
When it's with my dump truck, I use tape so the bar could stay together.
Your dump truck, you use tape. Have you heard about duct tape yet? Do you use duct tape?
Yeah,
duct tape fixes everything, doesn't it? Jesus is kind of like duct tape. He knows how to fix everything. So that's what Jesus came, just as you have a toy that gets broken and needs to be fixed. Sometimes people get broken, and people need to be fixed. And Jesus came to restore everyone. That's good news, isn't it? Now, what about, do you think Jesus came to restore, say we have a problem with some trees out in the yard getting a disease, and the trees are hurt. Do you think Jesus came to take care of those trees too? Yeah, absolutely. Jesus came to take care of all of creation. What about if something happened at your school and maybe something in your classrooms, maybe the blackboard fell down off the wall? Did Jesus come to fix things that break like that? Yeah, sometimes Jesus will come and fix things that get broken in places too. Or if someone of your teachers needed some help, Jesus would be there to help. So we have to remember that. Did Jesus come to help fix this church and restore this church? Yeah, he did, didn't he? Noah?
What if the brick falls off your school?
Exactly, if the brick fell off the school, and then we would need to fix that too, huh? So it's a really, really good news to just remember that Jesus came to restore everything. Can you say that with me? Jesus came to restore everything. Try it again. Jesus came to restore everything. And that's really good news, and we learn about that in the very beginning of that gospel. So let's pray, okay? Thank you, Jesus, for healing broken people. Thank you, Jesus, for healing broken creation. And thank you, Jesus, for restoring broken places. And come amongst us and restore us all. Amen.